What up, what up? This is Coco Ray with your Daily Diary News. I'm doing a evening segment right now because something came on my mind and I wanted to get it off my chest, because every time I say I'm going to talk about something, I tend to forget about it and I tend to not do it. So I'm talking, this episode today is about surface level shit. And what I mean by surface level, I mean like surface level. This is about the men and women of dating today. And I was speaking to my cousin about some stuff, and she was telling me, my cousin, she's single and she's beautiful, and you know, and I feel like she should be able to get any man that she wants. I mean, she should be able to get, that's how pretty she is. And I've been married and I know what it is to date, but I have not dated in this era because I'm happily married, and I'm thankful that I don't have to go through the dating scene anymore. And I feel for anybody that has to deal with the dating in this era. And so what I want to talk to you guys about is that a lot of times women and men, this time we have the City Girls, we have Megan Thee Stallion, we have Nicki Minaj, and we have Erica Banks. We have all these different artists out here, especially female artists, that talk about, you know, surface level type shit. And then you have the men that talk about sexual type shit, which is surface level shit that we seem to see that it's really, really gotten bad. And what I mean by that is, like, you can't even, like, my cousin was telling me that she went out to a hookah bar, and a guy was trying to talk to her. He was up in age and everything, and this has happened to her a couple of times, but this was the recent conversation that I had with her. She was mentioning to me that, you know, the guy was interested in her and everything, but chivalry has died. You know, when I was dating, you know, I'd go to a bar or something like that. A lot of times guys would be like, you know what I'm saying, can I buy you a drink? You know, is there anything, you know, is there any food you want me to get you or anything like that? It's like now that type of, like, men are not about that no more. They only want to open the car door open, or the door for you in certain cases, because women don't appreciate that. Women won't say thank you or anything. It's been times when I'm coming out the store, people would just walk in, be fucking rude, just walk in like they supposed to come in first before you come out. You know what I'm saying? And I've held the door for people, and people be on, they so tuned the fuck out on their phone, they don't even know how to say excuse me. And I've been in a situation where I say, excuse you, I'm not holding this door for you, like I'm a fucking doorman or something like that. Like, this is just what I do for people. You say thank you. You know what I'm saying? People don't know how to do things anymore, because social media, your phone, all these types of distractions have taken the energy out of people. People don't even want to fucking talk on the phone no more. They just want to text. And what I'm talking about is that a lot of times it's gotten to the point that women don't even love themselves anymore. And now it's like, I'm trying, now you got these BBLs, and women are trying to get these BBLs and have big butts now. And you got white women that they're changing the narrative to where it, you know, white women are trying to look like black women. They're changing the narrative. Trust and believe, it's going to be like, we wasn't known for having big butts, and it's going to be known that the white woman had the white butt. I mean, had the big butts. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, what I'm getting back to is the surface level shit, is that a lot of times, like, this is what she was telling me. She said, you know, he walked out to, his homeboy said, ain't you going to walk out? He was like, oh, yeah. He walks her out, and she's like, ain't you going to open my car door open for me? He was like, oh, okay. You know, he's acting suave or whatever. So he was like, to her, straight up and down, this is what she told me. He said to her, he said, well, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm about my money and this and that, and I got money and I got this and I got 4 or 5 cars. I got this and this and that. And I said to my cousin, I'm like, that just turned me off and this and this. I said, you know why he said those type of things to you? Because women put that type of surface level energy out into the world about talking about that type of, oh, you gotta have this, you gotta, I need a man that got 6 figures and this and this and that and da 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 and this and this and that. So men feel like they have to approach you on surface level energy, surface level shit energy. And now that, what I'm saying is that they feel like they gotta tell y'all this type of shit to get y'all attention.
Because all that, oh, hey, how you doing, Miss Lake? Getting to know you and want to listen to you. Y'all call men bitches if they do shit like that. So women play a major part in degrading or devaluing man's manhood when they come to them in a nice way. Because then you say, oh, he weak, or I need me a hard-ass nigga. I need a nigga that's about this and this and that and da 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 da. But then you want a nice man at the same time. But then when a man is nice to you and being gentle with you and showing you chivalry and showing you how to treat a lady, that's some bitch shit to you. Y'all need to make up your mind. Either you want a man that's going to treat you like a woman, or you want a man that's going to treat you like a bitch in the street. It don't make sense. Make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like Kevin Samuels, I don't like him. He's a surface level bastard, okay? I'm just going to keep it real with you. He started out talking about the value of a woman and this and that, checking men. But then once he started talking about disrespecting women, it's like he became famous and all this type of stuff. And, you know, checking black women and talking about what do they rate themselves and talking about how ugly a woman is and this and this and that. But let me tell you something. We as black women, I'm not talking about white women, I'm not talking about in between. We as black women need to learn how to value ourselves. Y'all, like, I grew up learning how to cook, clean, like all the stuff that women, you know, that was passed down from generation to generation. Women don't know how to do that shit no more. All they know is fast food and I want to go out to eat and this and this and making ramen noodles and stuff like that. Oodles and noodles, whatever the fuck you call them. I'm not saying that a man shouldn't put forth the effort, but you can't fault a man for being the way he is because the way women are on some surface level shit. Men, they talk about, you know, in rap music, talk about sucking and this and that. And she a hoe, she a dog, she this, she that. And degrade women in videos and different things like that. And then when I see black women, young black women from the ages of, I say, 17 to probably 36, acting like they ain't got no home training, sniffing a rapper's penis and grabbing on them and kissing his shoes and doing all this stupid shit. Like, what do you expect them to rap about if you're degrading yourself right in front of us? I see this stuff on YouTube, Worldstar Media Takeout. If you got women like Suki Hana talking about doing stuff like that, and you got pictures of her sucking a man's penis until she throw up, and you see she got a man's toes in her mouth and her nose and taking degrading pictures of herself, you think a man really going to value in a way like he going to look at you like, oh, I value this woman, unless he has a low self-esteem himself. You know what I'm saying? So we need to stop all this surface level shit because it's taking over our culture. It's taking over like a big way. You think Megan Thee Stallion don't want love? You don't think the city girls want love? You think they out here, it's all about the bag. It's all about the bag. It's all about the big dick niggas in the bag and this and that. You think these women out here really living their life like that? They want love too. So I just want to say this. Y'all have to come off of that surface level shit because you're not going to find a good man. Because the way things are going, men are about trying to impress y'all. These men out here are crazy. You know what I'm saying? You don't talk to them. You be disrespectful. Talk to them crazy. They want to shoot you, kill you, do all this type of stuff. It's crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself. Have a head on your shoulders. Have something to bring to the table instead of I'm a pretty bitch and I ain't got to bring nothing else to the table. You know what I'm saying? But you want a man to bring everything, but you ain't bringing nothing. You ain't even bringing the damn napkins. It ain't all about your puss. It ain't all about what's between your legs. Some men like having pillow talk with their lady. Some men want to be motivated besides their ass and them titties and that pretty face and what you bring as far as that surface level shit. Because that, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got the money to constantly keep that shit up like how these celebrities do, that's surface level shit. Wake up, people. Wake up. We got to wake up. You know, so I just want to share that today, you know, afternoon talk, chit chat. And y'all have a wonderful weekend. Peace out. Coco Red.